Thank you for checking out the Cinema Scumbags movie podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. And make sure to subscribe to Slacker Media on YouTube for more content. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Scumbags movie podcast. This is four episodes in a row, baby. We're back. Come, Seth.
Nick.
How's it going, brother?
What's going, bud? We just we woke up early, watched a film. Now we're raring to go for another episode of...
Got warmed up.
...the podcast.
I think this is episode 166. Sounds about right.
Well, didn't check beforehand, I guess.
It's 166. I know it is. Enjoying a nice...
Nothing matters.
Lion and Kugels.
Damn, morning drinking.
Well, it's almost noon here. I was going to go for a cup of coffee.
Whatever rationalizes your alcoholism, it's fine. I like that stuff, though.
I mean, hardly a beer.
Yeah.
I don't drink about 10 of them, yeah. Anyways, got some stuff to talk about today. The main topic is going to be a look back at the Jurassic Park franchise with the upcoming release of Jurassic World Dominion.
Dominion.
When does that come out?
It doesn't. I think it comes out not next week, but the week we don't record.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. We're looking ahead now. We're actually thinking ahead.
Creating the path ahead. Yeah, thank you guys for sticking with us. Always coming through with some good feedback. Like it a lot. Oh, man, been some crazy things the past couple days.
Yeah, you did a room tour video.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, good for you.
Check that out.
I like your little setup you got going.
Yeah.
Could do without the little sex blankets, but...
I know, you made fun of those last episode.
Oh, did we talk about it last episode?
Yeah, we did. You said, nice blankets.
Nice blankies. I remember having one when I was five.
I didn't know there was an age limit with blankets, folks.
Nope, just a virginity limit.
It's my room of body odor.
We all have them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You been watching anything lately?
I have been. Yeah, yeah. Let me pull it up here. Well, yeah. I've been revisiting some things.
Well, the reason I ask is because I wanted to talk about... I've been watching the Ken Burns documentary, Baseball.
Oh, you've been working through Baseball.
Yeah,
been working through it.
Yeah, I did pick up that set.
Nice.
Wanting to check it out. I got through the first one.
Comprehensive.
It is the first one. It's like 1840s to 1900, yeah. And it's feature length. Like, it's almost a 2-hour movie.
When they say Baseball, they really... covers Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it so far I love Ken Burns documentaries, but yeah. You know what you're getting into when you watch some of his stuff.
Right,
comprehensive, right. Just like, it just feels like the music is real relaxing and just the whole thing is just really an experience. But yeah, it was interesting learning the beginnings of the sport.
Nice. You might finally have some baseball knowledge after watching that.
More than you, buddy.
Something you've been severely lacking in your life.
Well, if you mean baseball knowledge, as in maybe I should change teams, then
that might guide you on the right path for sure.
Yeah, well, at least I can catch the ball. So,
so can I. It's like Smalls at the beginning of The Sandlot.
You want to run to get the ball, son? I'm too embarrassed by missing the ball to actually give effort.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to show that I don't care. Why should you?
Amen. Yeah, you know, I've never actually seen that Ken Burns doc. I've seen like some of it, but I've never sat down and start to finish. A lot of content there.
Yeah, I mean, I know a shit ton about modern day, but you know, the early to the 80s, 90s, like, that's not stuff I know. So yeah, it'll be interesting to... a lot of these big time players I've never even seen play. So it'll be interesting to see.
Those are... I mean, I don't know. I'd like to watch that because I love baseball and you just feel like you don't really even scratch the surface until you dive into some of that shit, you know?
I mean, it's a decent price. It's like 50, 55 bucks.
You I know. Get... I should have. Is it still that price?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I almost bought it before at that price.
Yeah. You get like 11 episodes. Each one is like 2 hours. So nice. There's a lot there.
Nice. What else you been watching?
Not a whole lot.
Are you still in your movie funk, or are you kind of snapping out of it?
A little bit, yeah. I've been watching some Maryland stuff. I watched Jackass 4.5.
I saw you were going through some of the Marilyn Monroe filmography. Yeah,
watching some of her stuff. You know, she's a lot better than people give her. Yes, quite voluptuous. She was a lot better than people gave her credit for. Or maybe it was just me thinking that. I think that she had a persona because of some of the characters she played.
She's kind of marketed as just like a sex symbol, you know, just like a sexy old school chick, you know?
Yeah. But she's actually a good actress.
Yeah. I've enjoyed what I've seen from her.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been good. Sideways. I watched again. I fucking love that movie.
God, I could watch that again.
That's just one that I could just watch repeatedly.
Yeah,
it's just so endlessly entertaining, just easy watch.
Nothing better than when Paul Giamatti picks up the wine bucket and just dumps it on his face.
All those people spit. Oh man, disgusting backwash in it.
Fucking great.
Pour me a goddamn drink.
I checked out a film. Well, I rewatched some stuff. I got the Licorice Pizza on Blu-ray.
Oh,
dude, I love that movie.
I want to pick that up. But I'm holding out for either a 4K or a Criterion.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. It's pretty good Blu-ray though. It looks good.
Fuck.
I like that movie a lot, man. I actually love that movie.
It's good.
Alana Haim is like not really hot at all. She's kind of not
conventionally
ugly.
Attractive. Yeah,
like she's kind of ugly. She's got fucked up teeth and fucked up nose. But
I like her in that.
All that being said, wouldn't hesitate at all to give her the old daddy D. It's a great movie.
No,
it's a great movie. Really one of those.
I like her personality.
Yeah. That movie really captures. It's one of those that really captures the time that it's supposed to be set in, you know?
Yeah. The music. It's
fantastic.
Setting, everything. Something about 70s California.
Yeah. I also think Cooper Hoffman's great. I'd like to see him do more. Yeah.
He's really good.
I hope he.
You know, there's. What
I said, I hope he pursues more, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a rampant nepotism issue that runs in Hollywood, but I think he's one that deserves it because he's good.
I mean, he's good, you know. I mean, that's a great performance. That whole opening scene, though, when they meet, when she's, you know, taking the pictures, and it's just fucking great, dude.
He's just relentless,
yeah,
and a child, but whatever, you know, it's different time.
Who cares? I don't. If I'm not offended, neither should you.
I guess that's the rationale the world should go by now.
Listen, my opinion's the right opinion. Also watched some new stuff. I checked out a movie that for a lot of people talk about over the years, the Ryan Gosling film, Lars and the Real Girl.
Ooh, you've never seen that?
I've never seen that. I thought that was pretty good. It's kind of a downer, though.
It is not happy.
Like, I just kind of felt like shit watching it. It's kind of a depressing movie.
It's during winter. It's grimy and cold feeling. And
it is. It's just like sad. It's a sad then, like, movie.
You start to get invested in in him and Bianca. And then it's like when she, a spoiler, I guess, but when she dies. It's just like, You feel it.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed the film. I mean, I thought it was kind of weird and ridiculous that everyone in the town kind of buys into his delusion, but
I think it just shows how much they like him as a person.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. It's
yeah.
But if you do buy into it,
he did really good. I like her name too in there.
Emily Mortimer.
Yeah. I like her.
Yeah. She's good.
She's pretty good.
Patricia Clarkson, who plays the doctor,
fantastic in 6 Feet Under. Crickets.
Forgettable show.
No. And then
never have to watch it again.
Well, it's my favorite ever. I've never watched it again. Took too much out of me. I think it aged me about 20 years watching that shit.
It's sad and gay.
Sad and gay. What a combination.
Anything else?
I did watch one movie we were talking about a little earlier. This movie's getting a lot of hype.
Oh my God, here we go.
One of the top reviewed films on Letterboxd.
Ever. Above Godfather 2.
That shows you the type of fucking douchebag idiots that run around on fucking Letterboxd, because that's just absurd.
Well, it's fresh and new. Like, God, yes. Another gangster movie? Who gives a fuck?
That's true. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Weird. It's just always weird how the highly reviewed things, you're always the contrarian.
That is not true, though. It's not true. That is not true.
Surprised you even like The Northman, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just erases that stupid mindset right there. But I just didn't get it. I want to know what you think about it.
Yeah, I haven't even watched it yet. I know there's like a rip online now. So
I love that site you showed me, by the way. That's where I watched it. Pulled it right up on my TV.
It's like one of the cleanest ones I've seen.
Yeah, it was weird to see Ki-Hoo Kwan in such a big role again. Still kind of has his like same high-pitched kid voice. Kind of strange. I just didn't understand the movie. I wanted to like it. I did not. I don't. Contrary to what you believe, I don't go into a popular movie like that looking to shit on it. I just
look. You don't have to rationalize to me. Nobody.
That was just I didn't get it. I'm very curious to see what you think. It just felt ridiculous and goofy. And Jamie Lee Curtis made me sick in the movie. She's just
like, because her belly's hanging out.
She's just gross and annoying.
Well, that's probably the point.
I'm sure it is, but.
Well, the Daniels make some weird movies, so if you don't buy into what they're doing, you may not like it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it's the same weird scale, but
it was just really one of those where I was shocked to see that people just fucking rant and rave about it. I couldn't connect with it at all, man.
Sad to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you've shown your true colors lately with some of those little rankings. 1.5, that's just ridiculous.
It's movie sucked, in my opinion. Thought it was stupid. Really stupid.
Yeah, just like your opinion.
You know what they say about film, buddy? It's subjective.
You're wrong. You know what else is subjective?
What's that?
Consent.
Is it? I always thought so.
Maybe more objective, but... You know, we had to get into your favorite actor of all time and his troubled past. It's interesting. I had read a Reddit post the day before that said Kevin Spacey, he had a film at Cannes and he's on the rise.
Making a comeback. Yeah.
Making a comeback. The next day, Kevin Spacey charged with 4 counts of sexual assault.
In the UK.
In the UK. So... Spacey was also charged with 1 count of causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent.
Wow.
That sounds like rape.
That yeah, it does.
The charges relate to 2 alleged incidents in London in 2005, another 2 in 2008, and a further incident in Gloucestershire, Western England in 2013. Wow. The alleged victim of the 2005 incidents is now in his 40s.
Wow.
While the 2 men allegedly involved in 2008 and 2013 are now in their 30s.
Sources reached out to Kevin for comments, and the only thing he could say was, I'm gay.
I thought we were going to get some real...
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was some good off-the-cuff improv there, buddy.
Hey, I'm a genius.
But, I mean, I don't... What's going to come from it? Guys like this, they don't go to prison.
Yeah.
There's and if he did go to prison, he'd like it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of weird stuff with that whole thing with him. A lot of people have died that have accused him of shit. And, yeah, right. I mean, I really like, don't know.
I still watch and love American Beauty, but... The guy kind of gives me the creeps.
We've talked about this many times before on this podcast, like attempting to separate the art from the artist. And I know what you mean. I mean, I'll always love American Beauty. It's one of the greatest films ever, I think.
Yeah.
And his performance is amazing. I've always enjoyed him as an actor. But yeah, it's, you know, from here on out, when you pull up American Beauty or whatever, it's hard to not have that kind of festering in the back of your mind, yeah, you know?
Like, of course he said yes to... wanting to go after a child.
Right. Fucking
the agency did not comment on whether it would be seeking Spacey's extradition if he does not do so.
Huh.
So I don't know what this means exactly. I guess it's another wait and see situation, but this seemed to kind of come out of nowhere because this has been going on for a couple of years at this point.
For a while, yeah. And I know he shot that Italian film. Is that the one that was at the festival?
Probably.
Yeah.
I just know that people on Reddit were talking about this movie he did, and the trailer looked god awful, that Nine Lives crap.
Well, you know, I'm sure when you're in that situation, you don't get a whole bunch of offers.
Billionaire Boy Butt Club.
Yeah. I mean, who watched that? You know,
I would not be surprised if you watched it and enjoyed it.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Yeah, just listen for a second.
Hear me out. No, it's you know, I like him. I mean, I'm a fan of him. Kevin Spacey, the actor. K-Pax, anyone?
No,
that's a good film.
No, Seven. Anybody?
Seven's pretty. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Usual Suspects is like only good because of the ending.
He's great in Horrible Bosses too.
Ooh,
definitely. Not Horrible Bosses two, but the first
as well. Bosses. He's a scumbag, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, you know, if he really was raping a bunch of people, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, penetrative, that's hard to stomach.
That is.
Pun intended. But something else hard to stomach, something else that...
This upset me. We probably should have opened with this.
Well, get the bad stuff out of the way, and we can talk a little bit. Well, I guess this is bad. This is bad,
yeah.
We lost Ray. We lost Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Suddenly.
Was shooting a film in the Dominican Republic, I believe.
Yeah.
He passed away in his sleep.
God.
No. Nick D actually broke that news to me in our chat.
I know. Sent shivers down my spine see that.
And it's funny. Well, it's not funny, but like when you get a text like that, like I could see the picture and then I saw like, you know, whatever he said, like, oh shit, or this sucks. Yeah. And then it's like, you can see Ray Liotta. It's like, I don't want to click on it because then I'm going to see the text that he's dead, you know, and that was it.
Yeah. And it's like, you read the text and then of course you have to go look it up to see if it's real.
Yep. I love Ray Liotta. I mean, I know most people will associate him with Goodfellas, which I do. That's an amazing masterpiece film, but you know, I've talked about it many times. Field of Dreams has a special place in my love for cinema, you know, and his portrayal of Shoeless Joe is always just, you know, kind of like mysterious and awesome to me.
Subdued.
Yeah.
Quiet. That was,
I really, you know, from that movie, I became a big fan of his.
It's, I mean, he's in a lot of things. People that aren't big into movies know him. People, like everybody knows who Ray Liotta is. I mean, biggest gangster movie of all time, one of the biggest baseball movies of all time.
Yeah.
Let me just rattle off some of his big roles. I mean, he was in Something Wild, which he got a Golden Globe nomination for.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. He's good in it.
It's a good movie.
I think he might have been one of, if not his first role.
That's a good film.
Let me see. Copland, Hannibal, Blow, John Q, Identity. Have you seen Identity?
I haven't seen that. There's some big movies in that list, though.
Yeah, that one's not bad. Saw that one recently.
I always forget about him getting his brain eaten in Hannibal.
Mm-hmm. Place Beyond the Pines. I've wanted to watch that again for a while. I know you're not too.
You can skip that one.
Marriage Story. Okay. Marriage Story. He's got a nice smaller role, but I think he's good in that. And Many Saints of Newark. But obviously, people know him for Henry Hill and Goodfellas, Shoeless Joe and Field of Dreams, and Tommy Vercetti and Vice City.
Let's forget about Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah.
Man.
Tommy Vercetti's an innocent man.
I poke my head out of the window for one freaking second and fate shovel shit in my face.
That's pretty good. I know. My boy, Wink on Wilmy.
That's Grand Theft Auto 3, buddy.
I know. Which I have not finished yet. That game is fucking dated.
I've platinumed all of them.
I'm having a tough time getting through that.
You know what? I think I enjoyed them more now as an adult because I had never beaten those games and I went through all of them.
That one mission where you have to throw the grenade in the window and then
the pain stop. The dick.
It's a real fucking pain.
There's a particular spot where you can stand to get that grenade in there perfectly.
Yeah, I had to look it up. And then, of course, you have to like block the the exit with like three cars. Yeah, and even then, they'll bust out.
It's annoying.
I hated that.
Yeah, Ray Liotta, that was a tough one to stomach. You know, I don't get too attached and too upset by celebrity news, really, but that one hurt a little bit.
I had to immediately go and watch the If You Build It,
Oh,
He Will Come.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
It's my father.
Oh, I only saw him years later when he was worn down by life.
God,
look at him.
Shivers.
He's got his whole life ahead of him, and I'm not even a glint in his eye. Jesus.
Fucking Christ. Play catch with your dad, you idiot.
Fuck. How did James Earl Jones outlive Ray Liotta? The fuck?
I don't know. Was Ray Liotta like big druggie or anything? Do you know?
I don't think so. I mean, not that I know of. Was he 67 when he passed away?
Yeah.
That's not very old.
February 2007, he was charged for driving under the influence after crashing his Cadillac Escalade, but it doesn't say what he was under the influence of.
You know, it's always harder to stomach when it comes out of nowhere. Like, if you would know that he was, like Patrick Swayze, if you knew that he was sick beforehand when he dies, it's just like, that's horrible. But when they just die suddenly, you know?
Yeah, but even then, some people like William Hurt, who was sick for a long time, but you didn't know it.
It sucks, like, you know?
And you really learn about the privacy of some of these people when they've been sick for a long time, and then it comes out, and you're like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and you know, I know the argument that people make, like, who gives a fuck about Ray Liotta with all the horrible shit that goes on in the world? You know, like, I understand that, but they provide their performances as art. Yeah, and I mean, you know, that was a big part of my life, watching Field of Dreams and Goodfellas and
Wild Hogs.
Right. I mean, you know, Wild Hogs, baby.
Wild Hogs was the first movie I ever saw him in. I remember watching that movie and thinking, they're giving this guy a lot of attention. He's got to be somebody. But I hadn't seen Goodfellas. I hadn't seen anything. So I didn't
imagine starting with Wild Hogs for your Ray Liotta fix.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But, you know, like I was saying, though, I people make that argument. Who gives a fuck about celebrities? Why do people get so, you know, work? You know, why do they care so much? Well, it's just, it depends on, you know, your role with their or your relationship, I guess, with their movies and their roles. And
yeah, you know. I mean, we don't know them as people, but we know the characters they play, and you become attached to those characters.
Right. I mean, that was, so, you know,
it's like seeing Shoeless Joe die, or it's like seeing Henry Hill die.
And of course, when I got off work the other day after that news broke, I
cried.
I did pop in Field of Dreams, though, and that movie always gets the waterworks going a little bit. So, yeah, I guess I did.
God, yeah.
Hits differently, though, when you see Shoeless Joe walk into the cornfield for the last time and fade away. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Just wait till James goes and then be the Christ. Same thing.
Dude, it's the way he looked in Coming to America, too. I'm surprised he's still breathing, man.
Life is not fair. Some people get it before others.
Yeah. Never take life for granted. You never know when you could go to sleep and not wake up.
But if that was the way, I would go that way, though.
That would be the ideal way to go.
I had a choice. 91-year-old James Earl.
That was a shitty day for me for celebrity deaths, man. Well, celebrities, but.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about the other one, because I'm not
familiar. I know you don't care. A lot of people don't, but.
Depeche, I don't care. I just don't know.
I mean, Depeche Mode's one of my favorite bands ever. Really kind of got me into, you know, like some of the new wave and a lot of the stuff that I listen to, the 80s stuff. Andy Fletcher, one of the founding members, passed away at 60 years old.
Goddamn. Did this ever happen?
No. So I got to imagine that's the end of Depeche Mode, which sucks.
Fuck. Well, I drove by the Marquee yesterday and they have a Depeche Mode experience, like a cover band, I guess, that's playing there. That's sweet. It was just, it's not them, but it was just like a weird coincidence.
Yeah. I'm, you know, that's one of the good things that happened to me in Phoenix was being able to see Depeche Mode finally after being a fan for years. So rough day in the entertainment world for old Seth.
I know.
Man.
Now, who's next?
Who's next? Any guesses? Deathpool? I've been saying Chevy Chase for years. He's still
kidding. I've been saying Dick Van Dyke for years, too. I'm going to keep saying it because if he keeps living, then I won't have to deal with it when he dies.
If you say it enough, it'll happen. I was thinking, though, with Ray Liotta, you know, I mean, it's, God, not a young guy anymore, you know?
Maybe he was a smoker, though. I mean, the Chantix commercials.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he was, but...
Because it was...
to the point where, sorry, you get to the point where, you know, a lot of actors that I love are starting to croak, you know?
I know. And it's just going to get worse and worse because you know more. And I don't know. I remember watching Marriage Story and not thinking he looked great.
He did something to his face.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of, you know, like you said, we don't know these people personally. I know him for his role in movies. I'm definitely going to try and work in Goodfellas this weekend, though. I think it's a must.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long
time. Fuck, dude. Oh, that's just, it gives me chills thinking about it.
God, just imagine when Robbie goes and Martin goes.
Yeah, I mean, Martin, shit. What's he, 80?
Oh, God, he's probably pushing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, already dead. 79 from old Marty. Still Jesus pumping out like Christ, a couple movies all the time.
Getting old, man. I always think of Tom Hanks, too, being a diabetic and in his 60s. And he's starting to look it, you know?
He's starting to look old, yeah. Yeah.
And that just fucking makes me sick.
Untitled Grateful Dead biopic. Interesting.
I don't even know what I'll do the day Tom dies.
That'll be a day for mourning for the entire country, I think.
I mean, that's a big time thing.
That will not be a good time.
Yeah.
But let's get Killers of the Flower Moon trailer, please.
For real. Ray Liotta, I will always be a fan of your work. Mm. I appreciate your contributions to my love of cinema, and I mean that. And you will be missed, Ray. I think you better stay here, Ray. If you build it,
invited.
He will come.
My daddy.
You said your finger was a gun.
You said your finger was a gun.
Oh, man.
Well, shall we talk about the main topic?
I suppose we shall.
Jurassic Park.
The first one's good. The rest suck. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for coming. have a good one.
No, I think this is good. We've never really dove into this entire franchise. There's a lot to talk about there. You seen them all?
I have seen all of them, unfortunately.
Me too. First one.
I love one of them.
First one, again, you know, was a movie that really kind of very influential for me and how I look at movies nowadays, really. I mean, grew up with that film, 93. Is that when it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was a little kid. Said
like just imagine, though, Steven Spielberg puts out two movies in one year, Jurassic Park and Schindler's List.
Right.
I mean,
and Matt is there a better 2 years to make his just kidding, Matt.
Is there a better two movies in 1 year for any director?
I don't think so. No, it's incredible.
But please go on with what you were saying.
But that was just I've said 100 times on this podcast about my experience at the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry when Jurassic Park came out, putting on the night vision goggles. It was like a Jurassic Park experience. I mean, that very big film for me. Love it. Well, one of my favorites. Top 10 for sure.
I definitely believe that kids that are awed by dinosaurs will grow up to be smelly virgins. So,
well, you know what? I broke that mold because I'd be fucking pounding. Never mind.
I'm glad you broke the mold in your moldy bedroom. Jurassic Park. Well, obviously, or maybe not. They started out as books by Michael Crichton. Have you ever read those?
I haven't.
I feel like they'd be really dense.
So do I. And I know I don't know if it's the first book. I know it ends in a certain way that, or maybe it's one of the sequel book, but it ends in a good way that could have really just been a good ending for the series of movies.
So Crichton worked on the book for several years. He decided his first draft would have a theme park for the setting, similar to Westworld, and a young boy is the main character. Response was extremely negative, so Crichton rewrote the story to make it from an adult's point of view, which resulted in more positive feedback. It doesn't really talk about the ending here. Let me just see if I can look at it.
It might be the sequel book. One of those books, as far as I know, they drop, I'll put like stealth bombers over the island and fucking like bomb it to hell, which would be a great solution. You know,
that would probably be the most,
yeah,
the what makes the most sense.
I believe that's what happens, unless I just heard that and I'm talking to my ass, but I think that's a way, the way one of those books ends.
Well, I don't want to sit here trying to find it. So if anybody knows for sure, definitely let us know.
If I made that up, I'm sorry. But
if you made that up, that's pretty cool.
Oh, shit. Imagine like the first movie ending that way. Damn. Although the way the first movie ends is perfect. I love that movie, though. I mean, it was such a... If you want to talk about masterpiece, the word masterpiece and the way, you know, a movie could change the entire landscape of movies going forward. Nice pussy.
That's all I can get.
A Jurassic Park would be one of those because it changed the way we look at a lot of effects.
Effects. Mm-hmm.
And for being 28, 29 years old, however old that movie is, fuck, man, it doesn't look that old.
It doesn't. And the scene with the T-Rex and the Jeeps is just, it's man. So good.
I mean,
sound design.
Oh God.
From a suspense design.
Yeah.
From a horror, I guess.
And some of those computer sequences are a little bit rough by today's standards, but not to the point where it takes you out of the movie, you know?
Well, and a lot of it is practical,
right?
And that doesn't date really.
No, I mean, it's like Jaws, you know. Spielberg was a master of that. But even that first sequence when they first see the Brachiosaurus or whatever the big dinosaur is, that still looks pretty good, I think. I mean, it's, you can clearly tell it's fake and computer doesn't look as good as the shit that comes out now.
It's dated, but not as dated as it could be.
No, I mean, it still looks good.
There's worse CG still being put out today.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, Jurassic Park, directed by Steven, of course. Also maybe one of his worst films he's ever made, The Lost World.
I do not like the Jurassic Park sequel, Jurassic Park 2. That's my least favorite, I think, out of all of them.
I do not either. Listen to this little known fact. It earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Visual Effects, losing to Titanic.
Jesus. Thank God.
Thank God.
I don't know. The way the first Jurassic Park ended, like, I can understand why there's more story to explore there, but I just love the way the first movie ends. It ends with that shot of the helicopter and the camera pans to John Hammond and he just looks like, failure, you know?
Yeah.
I fucked it. People have died. This didn't work. Done? Yeah. So I guess I can understand the need to explore the story further, but I just don't care for it.
Well, we did get our old buddy Jeff Goldblum back.
Yeah.
I think he might have been the only one that came back, correct?
You get Richard Attenborough and the kids at the beginning.
That's, oh my God, that's for right.
5 minutes.
Julianne Moore, she shows up.
Vince Vaughn?
She's Vince Vaughn. Some other kids, I guess.
Some of the dumb fuck douchebag kids.
So at the end of this one, I believe is when they make land on in San Diego, right?
Yeah. Well, this is when they incorporated the whole other island. You know, the first Jurassic Park was one island.
It was Isla Nublar.
Nublar.
And then they bring in Isla Sorna.
Where you find out there's other experiments and shit going on this island, and it's just convoluted.
It's just
bullshit.
It's just like adding and creating more for the sake of just creating more. It doesn't make any sense.
And you know, it's a business, makes money. I understand. I've never, you know, I've always understood why they did that with Jurassic Park or any big movie, really, makes money. But hey, this ain't no Terminator 2 scenario, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this ain't the breakfast buffet.
This ain't the breakfast buffet.
One part of this movie that I do remember, though, it's the scene where the is it where they're hanging in the trailer off the cliff.
Yeah, I remember that. Unfortunately,
and the window's breaking, and the suspense is high.
What is the plot of this? It's Jeff Goldblum. No, there's a family that's vacationing at the beginning on that island.
Yeah.
And the little girl gets like fucking eaten alive by those mini dinosaurs, whatever they're called.
Isn't it the dad and the son are jet skiing or something too?
That's number three.
Oh God.
The parasailing.
Trevor Morgan.
Yeah, that's number three. No, the first one's like a family on the beach or something. And then the girl gets.
After 4 years after the events of Isla Nublar, a wealthy British family docks their yacht and has come ashore on nearby Isla Sorna. unaware that the island contains genetically engineered dinosaurs. Their daughter wanders off and is attacked by a group of Compsognathus and is saved by her father and a yacht crew. Ailing John Hammond invites mathematician Ian Malcolm to his residence to discuss the recent incident. So they probably go and check out Isla Sorna.
Yeah, they send Jeff Goldblum over there to figure out what's going on.
And then there's, and oh my God, there's dinosaurs.
He's got his daughter with him.
Oh, yeah.
And some random black chick.
Yeah, it was his girl, his girlfriend. So obviously, the wife must be black. I don't think she even shows up.
No, she doesn't. But it's like not a mixed girl. It's like a black chick. Maybe she was adopted. Nothing wrong with being black. That's not what we're saying.
Or being adopted.
Mm.
We're just trying to make sense of the story. Just
trying to make sense of it.
Obviously, after the original novel's release and the first film's success, fans pressured Crichton for a sequel. Following the book's publication in 1995, production began on a film sequel. Filming took place from September to December 96, primarily in California.
People like that movie.
I'm sure people like everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, fuck. I remember hearing guys, oh, dude, Lost World. Ugh.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's trying to take, you know, Jurassic Park was an action movie, I guess, at certain points, but not a straight up action blockbuster, you know?
No, I mean, there's some subtlety despite, I mean, I haven't watched it since before Letterboxd, so I don't
know. The original Jurassic Park?
No, Lost World.
Oh, Lost World. You don't need to revisit it.
So I don't know what my opinion would be now.
Well, what do they say? Keep going with the plot synopsis because I'm having a hard time remembering exactly what goes on.
Multi-millionaire John Hammond shocks chaos theorist Ian Malcolm by revealing that Hammond has been breeding more beasties at a secret location. Malcolm, his paleontologist...
What a retard.
Right? Like, did you do that before the first one?
I always assumed that was going on during the first one. You know, that was like the developmental island.
Malcolm, his paleontologist lady love, and a wildlife videographer join an expedition to document the lethal lizard's natural behavior. Lady love? Who the fuck? Lady love.
I just remember them being in that like big RV and Vince Vaughn and like some really stupid scenes with the daughter doing like karate and shit. And it's fucking whack, dude.
Or gymnastics.
Gymnastics. Or that's it. Yeah.
God, you're bringing back old memories.
Ooh, you know, I've watched that movie more times than I care to even admit, and it's never clicked for me, you know?
Ooh, Camilla Bell, is she the little girl?
I don't know.
She must be.
Mm. She turned out hot?
Oh, God, yeah. Look up Camilla Bell.
Well, you know what we do here, folks. It's all about judging women.
It's what we do.
What's her name?
Camillabelle.
Camilla Bella.
Yeah, she definitely grew up.
Bella or Bell?
Bell, Belle.
Well, that chick's not black.
No, the little girl on the island that gets attacked.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, she is hot. Fuck it.
Girl, not black.
I thought you were talking about Jeff Goldblum's daughter.
No.
Damn, baddie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not much else to talk about this movie except some of the chicks that are in it.
Yeah, now rape.
The real story of Jurassic Park is that John Hamm was a fucking dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Let's
get some better writing there, Michael.
Some better writing. Well, you know what? That's what happens when they pressure people to make sequels that they don't want to make, you know?
Yeah, maybe just say no.
But it's money. It's money.
It made more extensive use of computer-generated imagery to depict the dinosaurs, of course.
Folks, I don't care about... You know, I'm a computer guy. Love tech. You can't beat practical.
Yeah.
That's why unless Jaws still looks better than fucking... What's that shitty Blake Lively shark movie? Who cares? But you know exactly. what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
God,
I really can't think of it.
The Reef.
Oh my God. So a couple years later in 2001, we get Jurassic Park 3. You'd think this would be good because you've got screenwriter Alexander Payne and you've got director Joe Johnston, who did Jumanji.
I've got a controversial take on Jurassic Park 3.
You like it?
I enjoy it. Yeah. I don't think it's a great film.
Okay, what's your take then?
My take is that it's not as bad as people think. That's my take.
Wow, how brave.
How stunning and brave.
What a brave take you just come.
I think that movie is way more entertaining than the second one. Okay. I actually think it's the best of the sequels.
Well, we do get Sam Neill back.
That was cool. Kind of a dumb plot, though. It's Trevor. What's Trevor Morgan?
Trevor Morgan is a child.
And some fucking guy's uncle or somebody that was had him fucking strapped up to a parasail.
What is it? Alessandro Nivola?
Maybe.
I like him.
Anyways.
Like its predecessor, the film takes place on Isla Sorna, fictional island of cloned dinosaurs located off Central America's Pacific coast. The film involves a divorced couple portrayed by Macy and Leone, Tia Leone, who trick paleontologist Alan Grant into helping them find their son, who is missing on the island.
The worst part about the sequels was going to some second island, you know, like who cares about this island? I want to see him back on Nublar.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't Laura in it for like 2 seconds at the
Laura
beginning?
Laura Dern does show up. Yeah. And towards the end, I think too, she tries to make a phone call or something.
William H. Macy is the dad.
Well, William H. Macy's the dad. And yeah, they scheme Sam Neill, Dr. Grant, to go to the island. I can't remember what they said. I can't remember the lie that they tell him to come back to come to the island. But soon when he's there, he finds out the real reason. They're looking for the shithead kid.
Well, they're wealthy, so they offer to fund his research.
That's right.
He gives them an illegal aerial tour.
That's right. So yeah, because I remember a scene in that movie where they're sitting down with him like at dinner and they're trying to convince him to commit to it. And that's the whole excuse that they're using.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Great Michael Jeter performance. Rest in peace.
Michael Jeter was always good. Air Bud.
I like him. Yeah. He's not the first thing I think of when I think of Michael Jeter, but
what do you think of?
Waterworld.
I think of Mouse Hunt.
Waterworld and the Fisher King.
Fisher King, yeah. Mostly Mouse Hunt, though.
Mouse Hunt. Waterworld.
God, please watch Mouse Hunt. Oh, didn't you watch it?
I haven't seen it since the VHS clamshell, man.
Man, that is a fun, dark comedy.
I need to pick up that blue. I'd enjoy that.
That's actually one of those Blu-rays you'd expect it to be just like a DVD rip, but it's actually cleaned up nicely. Yeah.
I do always enjoy Michael Jeter, though. He was kind of a unique character actor, I guess.
Yeah.
Too bad he got bitten by the old AIDS bug.
Yeah. Nathan Lane and what's his name? Lee. What? Something about Mary.
Lee. I don't know.
Lee Evans. Lee Evans and Nathan Lane are the best comedic duo since Buster Keaton and Chaplin and physical comedy. It's good stuff.
Holy shit.
After the release of Spielberg's Jurassic Park, Joe Johnston expressed interest in directing a sequel. Although Spielberg returned to direct the first sequel, he gave Johnston permission to direct a possible third film.
I did kind of always, it just felt like there was more of an interesting story with the third one. Like there's a reason that they're looking for the kid,
you get the originals back too.
Right. It's like, I don't know. The second one just felt like Jeff Goldblum just hanging out on the island, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's more of a mission with the third one.
It's weird though, because if I'm correct, Jeff Goldblum is in the second one.
Yes.
And then he's not in the third one. He's
not in the third
Sam
one.
Sam Neill and Laura Dern are in it.
Yeah, it's strange.
And then he's also the only one in Jurassic World or Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was even in that.
Yeah, he's in like he's at the court.
He takes like every other, I don't know, it's weird.
Well, I feel like we could talk a little more about those newer ones because I have seen those more recently. But it took
World 3 or Jurassic Park 3 introduced the new dinosaur that was the villain the Spinosaurus or whatever it's called.
Spinosaurus. Features a Spinosaurus as the main dinosaur antagonist, replacing the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah,
that's different.
And I remember Sam Neill has like the raptor call that he made. It's like a little wooden whistle that's supposed to imitate a raptor. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Despite mixed reviews from critics, the film was successful at the box office, grossing $368 million worldwide.
That's what Nevertheless, it's all about.
It is the lowest grossing installment in the series. Mm. But still, it makes money, so that's why we keep pumping them out.
It does.
So that's where we end the Jurassic Park trilogy.
That was years. Yeah.
14 years. 14 years later, we get Jurassic World.
strong opinions on Jurassic World. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you do. I know you do. So this one came out in 2015, directed by Colin Trevorrow.
I did before
he did this.
Yeah, I like that Aubrey Plaza, Mark Duplass movie you did.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's amazing you can go from a small film like that to directing one of the biggest franchises.
That's ever. The new trend, man.
Yeah. And now he's actually back for the new one, Dominion.
He is.
So go ahead. What are some of your strong opinions about?
Well, when they announced this movie, it was like one of my most hyped, anticipated films ever, because yeah. I always wanted to see another movie back on that first island, you know, and the whole concept of it being years later where the parks actually come to fruition and it's an actual fully functioning theme park. Fucking awesome. You know?
Yeah.
And there are parts of that movie that are awesome that show that as a functional theme park, but
I wanted
unfortunately Richard Attenborough died. I wanted him to be in it. I thought that would be cool.
Now you get Vincent D'Onofrio who wants to militarize raptors.
It was just one of those, man, where, you know, we've done the thing before, like the fake thing where, you know, we do the scenario where you got a smile on your face and it gradually turns to a frown as you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me with Jurassic World. I was so fucking excited for it, man. I was so excited. Like, really, one of my most anticipated. And I just sit down watching it first 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, okay. And then something just,
yeah.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Chris Pratt. I think Bryce Dallas Howard's really good in it.
God, she's hot.
She is. Irfan Khan, rest in peace.
Irfan. I wanted them to turn him into like the John Hammond, you know?
That's what I thought the plan was. And then he went down like the Leicester City owner.
He fucking dies like 5 minutes. Spoiler alert.
That's probably more of a reference for our British audience out there.
British.
Not for Seth.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, look it up. You'll see. BD Wong came back, though. He's kind of a villain now.
Well, that's the thing. They really hype that up. Like, BD, like, gives a fuck. I don't even remember BD Wong in the first movie. Like, that don't do it for me.
They're building him up in those trailers for the new one, too. Yeah. Like, okay, he's changed now. He's a good guy. What did I do wrong?
They tried really hard to, like, bring back a character and turn him into something bigger than he needed to be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but they're also doing some sort of engineering on the dinosaurs. Yeah. So now the T-Rex is like an Indominus Rex.
Well, the whole plot is that Jurassic World's been open for a while and people are just becoming kind of like desensitized to it. Like, we're bored, you know, it's whatever. So let's create a new crazy dinosaur that's got like fucking camouflage skin and whatever.
I mean, it does speak to, you know, a lot of the real world as far as that goes.
If Jurassic World was a real place, they would probably do that. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Judy Greer's also in it.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about her for a second.
I do like Judy.
Oh, wow. There's actually a whole themes and analysis section of the Wikipedia page, so it's deep.
Well, it's a whole commercial for a bunch of brands, basically.
Oh, yeah. Director Colin Trevorrow stated that the Indominus Rex, the synthetic hybrid dinosaur at the center of the film story, is symbolic of consumer and corporate excess.
So exactly
what we were talking about.
Wow. I have to tell you, there are parts of this movie that are really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
When he's riding the motorcycle with the raptors.
That I don't mind that.
When they come across the Jeep.
That's fucking cool. There's a reference where the guy that's working in the computer center is wearing an original Jurassic Park shirt. And Bryce Dallas Howard's like, don't you think that's a little tasteless or something like that? pretty cool. Well,
what, Jake Johnson.
And whatever, whoever he is.
Yeah.
And yeah,
when they get to the old building from the original.
That's pretty cool. And you see that banner, dinosaurs ruled the earth. Like, would that shit realistically be sitting in there that long after all that time? Probably not, but it's cool anyways.
I mean, it's ridiculous. How you're going to give people the controls over these spherical vehicles
and
let them just roam around with dinosaurs?
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
No, I mean, great. Yeah, that movie was, to me, ultimately a disappointment, but there were cool parts. And of course, when Bryce Dallas Howard opens the cage and lets out the original T-Rex from the original film.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty
fucking badass, man.
Got chills.
That's fucking cool. That same goddamn T-Rex, man.
I do want to watch these movies now.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to go back, and I've got the 4K. I don't think I've sat through them.
Me neither. I would watch Jurassic World over 2 and 3.
I understand that argument. You know, you could really take it as like a Halloween where you kind of create your own timeline, you know?
Yeah.
Like just watch the first one and then watch Jurassic World. There you go.
Well, obviously there was a lot of renewed interest because the film received generally positive reviews and grossed $1.6 billion.
Shit. I didn't think it was a
third among the highest grossing films of all time.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was a bad movie. It's just more of the same, you know, and it just didn't do much for me.
Nothing special. I don't think Chris Pratt's a very charismatic man.
No, I just couldn't get behind the whole thing with D'Onofrio and BD Wong, and I just didn't care. It's too much, you know, whatever.
Stupid kids.
Yeah.
Ty Simpkins.
Your parents are getting divorced. Get the fuck over it. You're getting chased by a dinosaur.
Yeah, goddamn, boy.
Sorry about your parents.
Everybody's parents are getting divorced.
Fuck.
But 3 years later, directed by J.A. Bayona, who has done really good things.
He did a Monster Calls, didn't he?
He did a Monster Calls.
Fantastic film, by the way.
He did The Impossible.
That's a good one, too.
Which is really, really good. And then he did The Orphanage, which I really need to rewatch. It's like a Spanish horror film. It didn't click for me. Oh, fuck.
It didn't. He's getting breaking news as we record here, folks.
Breaking news coming in.
It's Sam Neill on the phone.
Sam Neill passed away at the age of... Oh,
could you imagine that?
No, that would not be cool.
That'd be cool.
But anyway, 2018, J.A. Bayona. This is what kind of got me excited for it because I was a big fan of Monster Calls, but he directs Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
I don't blame him for this disaster.
No, I don't think it's him either. What do you blame? Studio, writing?
Just stupid. It's just a stupid movie. That's it.
This is...
Plot sucked.
I really... Let me try and think how to phrase this. I really like... I guess what you could call the intro where they're on the island.
I agree with that. If you're going to take any positive from that film, it's that.
Yeah. There's like almost two halves to this movie. There's the first half where they go to the island. And what are they doing? Are they trying to save the dinosaurs?
Dude, honestly, because I think there's a volcano. The volcano's about to erupt or something.
Yeah.
I've seen this one time in the theater and I have never had any desire to fucking go back to it.
I would go back and watch it again. I haven't yet, but yeah, it looks like 3 years later, the U.S. Senate debates whether Isla Nublar's dinosaur should be saved from an impending volcanic eruption. And that's when you get Ian Malcolm coming in.
Just here's where the whole thing starts to just get stupid, because like, why would they ever build a theme park anyways, if there's a fucking active volcano on it, you know, it would never happen.
I know, but also 4 movies of disasters from these dinosaurs.
Let the dinosaurs go.
So they're on the island. I think the whole like escape thing is awesome.
It's cool.
When they get off the island, there's a silhouette of what kind of dinosaur is it?
It's the very first Brachiosaurus that you see in the first Jurassic Park movie. Honestly, that's, you know, that was cool. Sad as fuck, because you know, he burns up. That was the very first dinosaur that Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum see in Jurassic Park. He was still there.
And he goes down with the island. And then that's when we get to some really stupid shit. They do get some of the dinosaurs off the island.
They auction them off.
It was like a Noah's Ark sort of thing.
Fucking Dobby.
And then you get to James Cromwell's house and they start auctioning him off.
What a shame. He's such a good actor.
I don't know. Toby Jones is in it too.
Fucking Dobby.
Geraldine Chaplin. Of course she's in it because she's in a Monster Calls.
Man.
Mm. But
it's just like, I don't know. At this point, it's burnout with it, you know?
Yeah, it really is a movie in two parts.
And I remember when it ended, you could kind of see the direction they're going. And I'm wondering if that's what the new one's going to be. Is it turning into like a Planet of the Apes
takeover thing? That's what I was really hoping for.
Yeah.
Because like I said earlier, I liked when they were in San Diego. I liked the idea of dinosaurs taking over.
Yeah, just being
our world.
Right, right. And they tried to do that before with the series, but it never really kind of took off, you know?
Yeah.
Like in the end of The Lost World, the T-Rex is drinking from the swimming pool and shit, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like dinosaurs are going to adapt like the monkeys in Planet of the Apes, but to think that they're wiping out humanity in some way, it does seem like the world that they're living in is a bit of a dystopia.
Right.
So I'm sure they've taken over in some aspect.
Oh, I'm going to watch it because I've watched every single one of them, you know?
Yeah. Dominion takes place 4 years after Isla Nublar has been destroyed. Dinosaurs now live and hunt alongside humans all over the world. This fragile balance will reshape the future and determine once and for all whether human beings are to remain the apex predators on a planet they now share with history's most fearsome creatures.
I mean,
it sounds good on paper.
See, I really wanted them to bring back that original cast for Jurassic World.
Yeah. You know,
I thought that would have been the time to do it.
It would have been the perfect time to do it.
Right. You know, bring them all back.
Two movies later.
Yeah. It's not like, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to explain Sam Neill getting involved again, aside from the fact that he's got no choice because they're taking over. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like he didn't have to in Jurassic World because that's on an island somewhere.
Right.
Now they're here.
Right. That's the only reason I could think of that they would incorporate him. Oh, Laura Dern still looks good. It's crazy. She was like in her 20s in that first movie. She looks about 40. God. Yeah. I always thought she was like 40 when they made Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Well, I still think she looks good.
But fuck.
I like to Dern her Laura.
Mm-hmm. She's into black guys though. So
is she?
Yeah. I think she's got a black boyfriend.
Oh, good for
her. She likes that BBC.
Really good in Marriage Story once again.
She's good. I enjoy her. It'll be interesting to see them all back. I don't know, dude.
I'm not gonna rush out.
No, that'll be a wait till it comes out and watch on 4K or something.
Yeah, or wait till the reviews come out.
I can't expect that they'll be that great. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my god, they're cloning people now. There's a character. It says a clone of Benjamin Lockwood's daughter that he originally raised as his granddaughter. In Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, she released dinosaurs on the U.S. mainland and became the adoptive daughter of Owen and Claire.
Fuck. See, I'm going to have to rewatch that shitty movie to even know what's going on.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's the multiverse of dinosaurs.
It's something. I love Jurassic Park. Just that one. Just Jurassic Park.
No, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, Spielberg.
Not one of my favorite Spielbergs, but that's
ridiculous. You think War Horse is better?
No.
Well, thank God.
I think Schindler's List is better.
That's fair enough, but I like to factor in replay value and how much, you know, I can watch Jurassic Park anytime. Schindler's List is exhausting.
It's in my top four.
What else is in there?
Saving Private Ryan, E.T., Schindler's List, and Jurassic Park. Jaws, Close Encounters.
Yeah. Okay.
War of the Worlds.
The guy's done a lot of good movies.
Yeah, it's like one of the pick your poison. Like the guy's done so many good things. He's done something for everybody.
That's true. I think you could
fuck up.
Oh, well, you know, it's your opinion.
Which one? Tell me. Schindler's List?
I think Schindler's List could go down.
Well, that's fine.
It's a great film.
I know, but I revel in rewatching stuff like that. I've only seen it once.
It just it's exhausting. Yeah,
it is exhausting, but it's so good.
Kind of crazy. The same guy was responsible for Jaws and Jurassic Park.
I mean, the guy he really does have a varied filmography. a musical, West Side Story, like Tintin, an animated movie.
I honestly, for some reason,
always a piece of shit.
It always slips my mind that he even directed Saving Private Ryan, you know?
It's, yeah. I mean, I don't know why, but
I don't know why either. I think of him as like, you know, Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Wow.
I love Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan was like a love letter to his dad.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Even though they didn't even have that great of a relationship. When you have to make a masterpiece for your dad to finally love you again, you know, that's probably not the most.
Accept me, Dad.
Dad, I made this movie for you. Fucking gay, son.
So do you think Jurassic Park is like a masterpiece, or do you think it's just a good movie?
I think it's like a, what would you call it? Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Sci-fi masterpiece.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's such a cool idea, you know?
It is. It's, and how many other dinosaur movies are there, though?
Right. They do a good job with that, too, though, of not like just pumping the dinosaurs right in your face from the beginning. You know, it's kind of a slow. Yeah.
There is a buildup.
Yeah. You know,
there's
you see
dinosaurs. And then there's the shock.
Yeah.
I think that scene with the T-Rex where they first see it first gets to them. I think that's masterful.
That shit is so fucking good, dude. Did you ever play any of the video games?
I didn't.
Dude, Jurassic Park for Super Nintendo. You could not save the game.
You had to beat it
in one sitting. There was no password, no game save. I never beat it. I couldn't.
That's stupid.
My mom would have fucking slapped me for leaving the shit on for that long. Electricity.
Slap your mom for ever thinking she could do something like that.
What kind of stupid game doesn't have a fucking password?
Fucking Lisa.
Who?
Guessing your mom's name.
That's my stepmom. Connie's
oh my God.
Yeah, Connie's my mom.
I didn't even know that. I was just throwing a name out there.
Well, Lisa would be my stepmom, technically.
Fuck you, Connie.
I love Jurassic. Now I kind of want to watch Jurassic Park, and I'm going to lie to you.
Right.
A great score from John Williams, too, by the way.
I mean, classic. Everybody knows it.
One of the best tracks that guy's ever composed is called Journey to the Island on the original Jurassic Park soundtrack.
Dun, 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 dun.
That shit's okay, I guess, but it doesn't match
dun,
up.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the best.
There's another guy that's done a lot of good shit.
That's the best. Jurassic Park's up there.
That scene, though, in Jurassic Park when on the helicopter, they don't really believe Hammond's telling them. They're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? There's no way. Yeah. He's talking out of his ass.
He's a crazy old man.
Yeah. And then he's like, look, there it is. Dun, 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 dun.
Very lively song. Or the part when
oh, Jesus Christ. So good.
All right.
There's a good meme floating out there somewhere. It's the scene where Hammond's eating a Jell-O or ice cream in the, you know, Jurassic Park lounge, and it's like he's all happy, and it's like grandchildren being attacked by dinosaurs, eats ice cream instead. It's fucking great.
Flawed, very flawed series.
Yeah, it's like one of those where I'd be okay with just pretending there was one movie. But hey, if you're listening, what do you think about Jurassic Park? What do you think about the series? Are you excited for what's the new one called?
Dominion.
Dumb.
Well, it's okay. I guess you don't know what a Dominion is.
I was in Tag.
Now, Tag meant nothing.
Talented, gifted, tarted, and gifted.
It meant nothing. It was kids that could add numbers together just a little better than everybody else.
I'm big, you're little, I'm smart, you're dumb, I'm right, you're wrong.
Good one. Did you learn that in Tag?
Learned it from Harry Wormwood.
Ooh. Frank Reynolds, Henry Wormwood, Penguin, Harry Wormwood. That's like, let there be blood.
Let there be blood. What a slip of a masterwork. Well, it was.
Can't I don't believe know if you it was, said that.
I don't know if it was good or not to talk about these Jurassic Park movies, because most of them kind of leave a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it gave us something to talk about.
Yeah, it's appropriate for the upcoming. We could have just done a whole Ray Liotta episode, but that's okay.
I thought about doing a retrospective, but that's, I didn't
maybe
think
it stretching
would,
a little bit.
Yeah, I thought it was enough to talk about some of them, yeah, not all of them.
I think that's good. Hey, let us know what you think about Jurassic Park. Let us know what you're if you're looking forward to the new movie. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Slacker Media. We're back, baby. This is 4 episodes. we're killing it.
Yeah, congratulations on 4 in a row.
It's easy now and we can do them on the weekends again.
Yeah.
And now that I'm not living in my mother's basement.
Good for you.
Makes things a lot easier. That
miss
being
you,
said,
Mommy.
Mom. Anything else, man?
I hope the Phillies can figure it out, because I just really cannot take this anymore.
Hopes up.
Just wait till the Yankees go on a 3-20 run.
I don't think it's going to happen.
And the Tampa Bay Rays go on a 20-3 run.
3-20, that'd be pretty. That's like Cincinnati Reds, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wouldn't put it past the Yankees.
I would.
Disappointing I would. Since 1999.
Fuck you, Claire.
Or 2009.
What are you, any Memorial Day plans?
I don't know.
Yeah, so you're just, or you can just hang around.
Probably go hang out with my friends, swim in a pool.
That's nice.
Masturbate on a masturbate on a bench.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
You? What you got going on?
Not a whole lot. Probably lay around.
I don't give a fuck about Memorial Day. Let's be honest.
It's a good excuse.
Please, for the love of God, let's get the Star Spangled Banner out of sports.
We're not going there, buddy.
God, do we need to hear it over and over again? At least play a good song.
We're not going there, buddy. This is not getting into a political discussion.
It's not political. It's a fact. We don't need to hear it.
Any movies?
You stand up for the national anthem every time they play it at home.
Are you supposed to at home? I do if I'm at the physical game. I stand up.
Take off your hat.
I take off my hat too.
Stupid shit.
Move the fuck out if you don't like it.
Of my home.
Go to Germany. Fuck. You love it there.
Love better chocolate. Better
any,
people.
Any movies on your watch list for this weekend?
I do want to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once. Try and get that in. I do want to try and
I can just see my fucking little 4.5 star.
I don't get why Seth didn't like this.
No. That's contrarian. 3, 4.5. 4.5.
Pretty much.
That's not true.
I don't know. Maybe not a 4.5. I'm not going into it like, oh, I'm going to love this. I'm just going into it with.
I was genuinely excited because.
Well, that's that's your problem. Don't be excited about anything.
Well, I heard it's the best fucking great. Ki-Hoo Kwan. I love that guy. Fuck. It was cool to see him. I will
Who
say
can
that.
Tell you his name besides you?
I have to say though, just because a movie's Asian and gay doesn't mean it's good. And with that, we're going to leave
it gay?
Here. It's yeah, there's gay elements.
Okay.
Just because you got Asians and gays in your film doesn't mean it's a masterpiece. And we'll leave it at that. Love you guys.
Sorry that it's based on your favorite porn.
Enjoy some summer shandy. Pay tribute to Ray Liotta this weekend. Watch Goodfellas.
Make sure you thank your veterans this weekend.
say thanks for those in service.
Wear your camo.
Wear your camo.
Suck your cocks.
Suck your cocks. 166. In the books. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, go fuck yourselves.